In light of unrest in other parts of the world, such as the Middle East, Laurentian University has issued a statement, pointing its community to campus resources they can utilize if they're struggling as a result of these events. An email to this effect was circulated internally at Laurentian by the university's interim president, Sheila Embleton, on October 20. I hope this message finds you well, or at the very least, finding strength in your resilience during these difficult times, said Embleton's message. I want to acknowledge the profound impact that the various global tensions we are currently facing may have on each of you. The Laurentian community stands with you, and we are committed to supporting both your well-being and safety. It is okay to feel overwhelmed, anxious, or unsettled in the face of the uncertainty and turmoil around us. Please know that we are here for you. The message goes on to point affected individuals toward student support services, counseling services, and the Employee and Family Assistance Program. In times of adversity, our strength as a community is more important than ever, said the message. Your education, safety, and well-being remain our top priorities, and we will continue to adapt and provide the necessary resources to ensure your success. Laurentian University is a place of learning, growth, and support. Sudbury.com reached out to both Cambrian College and College Boreal to see if they have issued similar messages. Boreal did not immediately respond to our inquiry. A spokesperson for Cambrian College, however, said the college has not issued a statement recently, either internally or externally, on unrest in other parts of the world. We do plan to share a similar themed message to students this week, about accessing counseling and other support services, said the spokesperson, in an email. But it's not linked to the Middle East. Rather, it is linked to the time of year. It is study week at Cambrian, and this is typically a higher stress time for students as they prepare for midterm exams, assignments, etc. We want them to know that counseling and other support services, including academic services, are available to them. During the October 17 meeting of Laurentian Senate, Embleton spoke about the quandary faced by post-secondary administrators when it comes to addressing the impacts of overseas conflicts such as the current situation in the Middle East. She said these happenings may be having tremendous impacts on members of the LU community. She said institutions of higher learning often face pressure to release statements on such happenings, but that can lead to a quagmire, pouring more fuel on the fire, and cause some people to feel less safe than they were beforehand. Embleton was in meetings last week with the Council of Ontario Universities, and said she learned from other administrators about some fairly ugly situations on campus, particularly in the Greater Toronto Area, stemming from the turmoil in the Middle East. Many university presidents find that putting out statements can actually inflame the situation, and it can be very much criticized from both sides, she said. All of that being said, our main interest has to be the well-being of our students, and that's their well-being, both mentally and physically, Embleton said. We will be putting out a statement around safety for our students, but also recognizing that all these events can be having tremendous impacts also on staff and faculty, as well. Heidi Ulrichsen is Sudbury.com's assistant editor. She also covers education and the arts scene.